Scripture reading. This is from Isaiah 7:14, and I thought it was very interesting to find out that, to realize that Isaiah wrote about the coming of Jesus some 700, I believe it was, years before it happened. Ashlyn, share with us.
As she said, Scripture today is found in Isaiah 7:14. And it says, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel."
And as far as possible, I would invite you to kneel as we have prayer. Our dear Father in heaven, we thank you for this Sabbath day, especially for this Christmas Sabbath, as we take time to remember how Jesus came to live among men, but he came as a baby, not as a king, as they expected. He came to show us how to live, and we're so thankful for that. We thank you, Father, for this church that we have, that we can come to worship together. We thank you for all who are here, those that have traveled to worship with us, and we ask that each one will have a very special blessing today. I ask that you will be with our service this morning as we have music that is presented, that each song will be to your glory. Father, I ask that you would be with those that cannot be with us because of illnesses, perhaps, or because they are visiting another place. I ask that each one will be blessed. I thank you for being with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Precious promise, oh, what a gift of love. An angel tells a virgin that she's gonna have a son. And though it's a precious promise, she wonders, how can this be? What will the people say? Joseph can't believe, and her questions and her fears are met with an overwhelming joy that God has chosen her. Oh, what a precious promise Mary waits as heaven to earth. Oh, what a precious promise, oh, what a gift of love. Joseph makes his choice to do what few men would have done, to take Mary as his bride when she's already carrying a child that isn't his own. Oh, what a precious The starlight fills up the dark sky as the night of precious promise is unfolding. Oh, what a precious promise. Oh, what a gift of love. The waiting now is over and the time has finally come. For the God who made this world to roll back the curtain and unveil his passion for the heart of man. Oh, what a precious promise, lying in a manger in Bethlehem. Oh, what a precious promise, lying in a manger.
The Lord appeared unto Mary, saying, "Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you. Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Emmanuel." Let's join together in singing, "O Come, Emmanuel."
Desire of nations.
At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for their census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. Let's sing, O Little Town of Bethlehem. They were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them.
Thank you.
That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." Let's sing, "Angels We Have Heard on High." Had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go out to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger.
We're going to sing Silent Night, and we invite you to join us in singing the third verse.
Men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, "Where is this newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we've come to worship him." And the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Let's sing We Three Kings. So, as the joyous Christmas season fills our hearts, again we pray that the Holy Spirit will shine through us every day.
As the glow from the Christmas lights reflects on each face, may the glow of His Spirit illumine this place as we bask in the joy of this season. Shine on me right now, right here. Shine through me every day of the year. Shine in us that the world may see the brilliance of Christmas. Of Christmas, the glory of Christmas, Lord, is You. The warmth of a cozy fire, the children's deep compare to the warmth of His presence tonight. Family reunions and good times with our friends are outshined by the love that He sends. Shine on me right now, right here. Shine through me every day of the year. Shine in us that the world may see the brilliance of Christmas. Of Christmas, the glory of Christmas, Lord, is You. Shine on me right now, right here. Shine through me every day of the year. Of Christmas, the radiance of Christmas, the glory of Christmas, Lord, is You. The glory of Christmas, Lord, is You.
Pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you so much for this Christmas. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, and we ask that it will fill our hearts, that it will shine through us, that we can be witnesses to those around us. Be with us, Father, as we go to the next thing that will be happening today. Bless us each, and be with us during this Christmas season. In Jesus' name, amen.